the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Lakeshore is enjoying one last day of summer, even though the calendar says we still have another few weeks. It's back to school and back to work tomorrow. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. The first traffic fatality along the lakeshore has been reported. The Kent County Medical Examiner's Office notified Ottawa County Sheriff's Traffic Unit Sergeant Steve Austin yesterday. The 22-year-old motorcyclist Joshua Stuyvesant of Jenison succumbed to his injuries from a Saturday afternoon crash in a dangerous stretch of road south of the GVSU campus.
Joshua was traveling alone on his 1994 Suzuki eastbound on Fillmore Street in the curves at a high rate of speed when he lost control and struck a guardrail.
He was taken to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital. Despite being helmeted at the time of the crash, Stuyvesant never regained consciousness. Austin added that alcohol was apparently not a factor as the incident remains under investigation. Law enforcement was busy on Lakeshore Roads during the Labor Day weekend, even before this actual holiday took place. Perhaps the scariest moment occurred around 2 o'clock yesterday morning, when Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Matt Wildfong and fellow deputies were called to the intersection of 68th Avenue and Lake Michigan Drive in Allendale, referencing a car semi crash.
The semi truck was traveling south on 68th Avenue and failed to stop for the flashing red light at Lake Michigan Drive. Georgianne Hill, driving a 1993 Lincoln Town Car, was westbound on Lake Michigan Drive and struck the semi-truck.
Hill, a 19-year-old Allendale woman, suffered minor injuries that did not need treatment, while the trucker, 41-year-old Laura Reese of Grand Rapids, was not hurt. There were two separate incidents reported in Allegan County. The first occurred on Friday night in Fillmore Township, when deputies attempted to pull over a vehicle driving erratically on M40 near 50th Street. A brief chase ensued that ended with the vehicle pulling into a driveway. The 25-year-old driver got out and started an argument with his 49-year-old father, who was inside. Officers not only arrested the driver on various charges, but also booked the father for obstructing and resisting in the arrest. The other happened near Hopkins, when a vehicle struck a natural gas line near 135th Avenue and 16th Street. The driver was not hurt, was jailed, while first responders were able to shut off the gas without incident and without having to evacuate local residents. At least one activist group is happy on this Labor Day.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving National President Jan Withers says high-visibility law enforcement is a proven way to reduce drunk driving deaths.
So when it's advertised and people know about it, it's a deterrent. And then when they see the officers on the highway, it's interesting because it literally does reduce those fatalities by 20%.
Sobriety checkpoints are illegal under Michigan law, but police patrols will be increased during this weekend's Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. I'm Rob South.
It was busy for law enforcement on the waters along the lakeshore as well prior to today's holiday. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Chris Coster, 58-year-old Stephen Rescorla of Grand Haven encountered some mechanical trouble on his 36-foot boat last evening. It was going north on Lake Michigan near the Port Sheldon Pier.
Rescorla turned around to look at the engine compartment of the boat, and when he turned back around, a 17-foot Starcraft, which is anchored, was in front of him. Rescorla advised he was unable to turn due to the mechanical issue.
The force of the crash caused a passenger in the other boat, 58-year-old Barbara Moy of Grand Haven, to be tossed overboard. She was taken to North Ottawa Community Hospital for treatment of a minor head injury. Rescorla and the other boat pilot, 57-year-old Larry Baum of Grand Haven, were not hurt. Coster said that alcohol was not a factor in this crash, but liquor was apparently involved when deputies pulled over a 32-foot boat that had a dock in South Haven's Black River on Saturday evening. An unnamed 46-year-old South Haven man was arrested for allegedly piloting the craft while under the influence. One of three other persons on the boat was able to steer the vessel safely to port. This was one of four reported drunken boating arrests made by Van Buren County authorities over the weekend. Allegan County Sheriff's deputies need your help to identify a heavyset man with some distinctive tattoos who walked into a yard in Lee Township just north of the Van Buren County line requesting help over the weekend, and then dropped dead.
He appeared staggering up the driveway in the 100 block of 54th Street during the noon hour on Saturday. He was non-responsive when the first emergency crews arrived. Attempts to resuscitate him failed. The man was not wearing shoes, so they suspect he had not traveled far to get to the location. He had dark graying hair, appears to be middle-aged, and weighs about 300 pounds. He was wearing black shorts and a black T-shirt with no identification in his pockets. He also had a number of tattoos, including one of the Warner Brothers character, the Tasmanian Devil, on his right forearm. A tat of King Neptune with a shield on his left forearm and a saying in cursive tattooed on his left upper arm and shoulder. They have no reason to believe that his death was suspicious, but an autopsy will likely be ordered to determine that cause of death. Knowing his name would help move the investigation along. John McNeil, WHTC News.
The 8th annual Holland Zeeland Community Labor Day truck parade was held this morning as nearly 60 large trucks from various Lakeshore-based companies caravaned from downtown Zeeland through downtown Holland before parking outside the Holland Civic Center. There was a reception with free ice cream, hot dogs, and other items. Organizers such as Carla Flanders say that this growing event spotlights the productivity and success of Tulip City area businesses.
We have all the big rigs and all the large trucks from a lot of the businesses that produce and manufacture products in the Holland Zeeland community, and then they transport them all around the country.
After the truck parade left Zeeland, the 6th annual Paw Paw Bridge Walk took place, and the 15th annual Labor Day Bridge Walk and Pancake Breakfast across the Blue Star Highway span connecting Saugatuck and Douglas was held this morning. Organizers of both of these events patterned their events after the Mackinac Bridge Walk. The Tigers are back on the road this afternoon, opening up a three-game series in Boston against the Red Sox, sending Doug Fister to the mound against John Lackey of the Red Sox. Bengals are 7.5 games up on Cleveland in the AL Central race, but are smarting after a 4-0 loss at home to the Indians yesterday, in which they wasted a 7-inning shutout performance by Justin Verlander.
We separated ourselves a little bit more. After you win the first two, it'd be nice to win the third one, but we couldn't pull it out. But, we got another game of separation, and now we look forward to Boston.
Join Dan Dickerson and Jim Price for all of the action from Fenway Park at 1:10 this afternoon on 1450 WHTC. The Carmines come into their contest with the Tigers off of a weekend series sweep of the visiting White Sox, capped with a 7-6 decision in Back Bay yesterday afternoon. Connor Gillespie and the Palos are now in the Bronx today to begin a three-game series against the New York Yankees.
It's extremely important. I mean, obviously, you look around this clubhouse, and myself included, I mean, we're pretty young. I mean, when you really think about it, we got a lot of guys that this is kind of their first go-around, myself included.
Jose Quintana gets the start for Chicago against Phil Hughes of the Yanks. The Cubs used the strong pitching of Jake Arrieta, who allowed just 3 hits in less than 7 innings, to beat visiting Philadelphia yesterday 7-1, and that's back-to-back wins for Dale Swain's Bruins.
It's been quite a while to win the back-end game of a series, to win a series, especially at home. So it's nice. Hopefully you can stay on a roll here and do some damage at home.
Today's opener for three-game set versus Miami in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field has Travis Wood on the hill for Chicago against the Marlins' Henderson Alvarez. The only thing that the Whitecaps are playing for now is to finish above 500 for the season as they end the campaign in Lansing against Lugnuts this afternoon. Yesterday's 13-1 laugher of Toronto's low Class A affiliate left the Caps at 69-69 on the campaign, but out of the Midwest League playoffs for the third straight year. First time that has ever happened since Denny Lane and Lou Chamberlain brought the team east from Madison 20 years ago. It's game week for the Lions and Bears in advance of Sunday season openers. We'll carry Detroit's game with visiting Minnesota from Ford Field following Hope Church services around 12 noon on 1450 WHTC, while Chicago welcomes Cincinnati to Soldier Field. Our NFL coverage on Holland's hometown station begins with Thursday's league opener in Denver between the Broncos and defending champion Baltimore starting at 8 p.m. Coach Dean Krebs is also getting his Hope College team ready for a new campaign this coming weekend as the Flying Dutchmen are at North Park on Saturday night. Listen to the contest on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com beginning at 6:40 p.m. High school football at 6:40 this Friday night. The Zeeland East Zeeland West game from Zeeland Stadium will be on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. While the Saugatuck and Marcellus contest will be on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com also at that same time. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for mostly sunny skies this afternoon and temperatures around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, low 55. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, high 75. And then times of sun and clouds on Wednesday, high of 80. Water temperature is 71, but a red warning flag is flying. And this news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.